Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're very close. It was just an afterthought. I'm getting Cynthia McKinney on today. We were having the director, the producer of Blackout, American Blackout, a powerful examination of voting rights in America. Hollywood Reporter was the winner of basically every film prize you can get. This is ridiculous. It's that well done. And it just focuses in on one sector of election fraud. A sure thing is what Variety called it. The New York Times called it a provocative look at the 2004 election. And this was several years in the making, folks. This is amazing. Proving massive election fraud. We're going to have the director, Ian Inababa, on. And we're also he's trying to get Cynthia on right now. It was his idea. So that's coming up in a few minutes. Right now, let's go ahead and go back to your calls here. I want to move quick. I want to get to Lori and Shannon and Andrew and everybody. But Tito in Vancouver, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, thanks, Alex. Thanks for having me on. I want to be a long-time listener, first-time caller.
Welcome.
Discovered you off rents and followed your links, and eventually I was awoken, too. I got a couple quick stories here to relay for you and your listeners.
Sure, thank you.
Okay, on the weekend, this is sort of a story of the microcosm of your U.S. border with Mexico. Up here in Canada on the weekend, we went out for some St. Paddy's Day drinks, me and three fellas. We went to a local drinking establishment, and while we were in line, the doorman with the black leather gloves on stopped us, asking for a copy of a government ID that they were going to photocopy and keep a copy of while we were in their establishment. One of my friends, of the four of us, failed to have any ID with him. He apparently had left his wallet home. And instead of turning us all away or turning him away, he said, the three of you are going to pay your $5 and get your ID photocopied and do the regular things that law-abiding citizens do. And the guy without any ID is going to walk in, he's not going to pay anything, and he's not going to have any ID noted of who he is. So he walked in, and we had our ID photographed, and I asked the lady why she was doing it. She said it was because they wanted to, in case something happened at the bar, they had a record of who was in there. And I told her that I thought it was kind of
funny. By the way, this is how the corporations are getting us ready for the national ID card. Literally IDing 85-year-old, and I don't want to exaggerate. I've seen them ID like 75, 80-year-old women. I mean, women who can hardly walk, folks. I mean, they're probably 80. And I've seen like 75-year-old men. One time I saw an 80-year-old one buying pipe tobacco. Had to be 80. 50, 60, gray-haired women. 45. I mean, folks, I try not to drink, and I've totally quit even drinking, you know, that one glass of wine with Italian food. But we'll have friends coming over, and I'll go buy some wine. And, you know, I look really old, folks. I mean, I'm a little bit overweight. People think I'm like 45. I'm 33. They card me, folks, when I'm buying liquor or alcohol. And, I mean, this is insane. This is nuts. I mean, I've been on vacation, decided to buy a cigar, and they'll card. And I told the story, this is about 3 years ago. He since quit and works for another company. This old fellow I know, veteran, and well, he listens to the show. I'm walking in there one night, and there's an old lady, about 65, 70, and she's buying, not an old lady, hell, I'm getting old now too myself, you know what I mean, older, buying beer, 12-pack of Bud Light. And he said, ID, please. And he swiped it, and I said, what are you doing? He goes, Alex, you're going to love this. And I told the story. He brought me around behind the counter. And he goes, look at this. I know if she's got any warrants or anything. And we're told to do this. You see that camera? That's hooked into Diamond Shamrock. It's now Valero. Computer systems. And they're watching us. And I've got to do that with any beer or cigarette sales. And I went, wow. And now they do it everywhere. But again, if you're an illegal alien, see, this is so important. I wish we weren't out of time as the guest was coming up. Anything else you want to add about it?
I just wanted to add that's sort of the joke of the whole situation. And I had one last quick comment.
Stay there. We're going to get to you after the break. You know, I end up running over people because they bring up points and I want to add to it. This is real, folks. This is it's not just the illegal aliens. So we'll be right back.
It's here.
after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. Let's ask the question that the Bush regime hopes you will never ask. That is the USA already bankrupt? As the world's biggest debtor nation, we are borrowing in excess of 80% of the world's net savings. That's $2 billion per day to finance the biggest deficit in history. Our creditors are becoming increasingly concerned that the debt can never be repaid. Japan and China, two of the largest holders of U.S. debt, are looking to greatly reduce their exposure to dollars. In fact, China has privately hinted that a U.S. attack on Iran could result in China's dumping massive amounts of U.S. Treasury bonds. To find out more about this, call for a free report on the coming dollar collapse. Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-8-XANADU or 1-888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
A muckraking indictment of the systematic disenfranchisement of African-American voters, the LA Times wrote. Winner of every major film festival you can think of. I'm not going to go over it all. It was the special jury prize at the 2006 Sundance Film Festival. And I had a chance to meet its director, Ian Inaba. Oh, I guess back at the 2004 Project Censored Awards, when he was just starting the production of this, that took 2 years to make. I mean, this is a film that deserves to be seen to learn the dirty tricks. I can't describe this film. It's not just about the disenfranchisement of blacks, but it's a window. You can't, focus on everything. The world's too big, but it's just amazing. And how they set up Cynthia McKinney and all the things that happened to her. I mean, she's a lady that'll get Rumsfeld in front of her and say, "Where are the trillions missing from the Pentagon? Why do you run giant child kidnapping rings? You know, why do you let DynCorp do that?" And then the governor of Illinois talked about it. She will bring up stuff that, I think I would have the nerve, but I'm frankly have this, the hair on the back of my neck stands up to think about sitting in Congress with General Myers, then Chairman Joint Chiefs of Staff, definitely involved in 9/11, Rumsfeld and others, and saying, you're working with child kidnappers. You stole trillions. They cheated her. In one congressional election, they cheated her again. They just set her up again. and a man who's been following her for, what, 2+ years to make this film, American Blackout, joins us. It's up on Infowars.com. We are selling this video. We hope you will get it. I think it's some of the best work from the Guerrilla News Network. And the director, Ian Inaba, joins us. Ian, thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having me, Alex.
Run through just kind of an overview, you know, hitting the key points of why you decided to make the film, how this progressed, you know, in the middle of it, just documenting it as it happened, and what really happened to Cynthia McKinney and why she's been targeted more than any other congressperson that I've seen in recent history by the Bush Crime Syndicate.
That's right, Alex. Well, you know, at the Guerrilla News Network, like yourselves here at InfoWars, we try to cover stories that we feel the mainstream media doesn't properly cover. And so back in 2002, 2003, we started to write a book called True Lies, where we were looking at different stories, including certain elements of 9/11, how we treat our soldiers with the anthrax vaccine, electronic voting machines. And one story in particular that I was watching was what was happening to this congresswoman down in Georgia. And at the time, you know, Cynthia McKinney had started to raise some issues, and she started to vote for a Palestinian state, and she had a lot of enemies. She started to build a lot of enemies. She had been in Congress for 10 years, actually, at that point. And they mounted a very large campaign to get her out in the state of Georgia, and they were successful. And why I was looking at her story was because this was at the time period after 9/11, but before the war in Iraq, where the Bush administration really was taking to task anybody that raised these types of questions or questioned what they were doing. And Cynthia McKinney, like you said, is somebody that fearlessly kind of has gone out in front and raised these questions before anybody else and really put herself out in the media and in the public to take those first arrows, you know. And so she was somebody that I really wanted to profile and to get to know and to learn more about her story, because I felt it was this important time where here was this one single congressperson that was willing to raise these questions while the mainstream media was nowhere to be found. So as I started to meet her and follow her, I really, you know, there were a couple key issues that kept on coming up. She had followed a lot of the same stories, including, you know, electronic voting machines and certain vaccines that are run by government contractors, which make our soldiers sick.
We forget she questioned the official 9/11 story and said there was a cover-up. I mean, what, in 2002? I mean, this woman's incredible.
That's right. So she was the one, and she has been a leading figure on the 9/11 truth movement ever since. And so here again is a sitting public official who is willing to raise these questions.
She's a trailblazer, so they spend all their time demonizing her.
That's right. That's right. And so as I was following her, though, one thing really came clear, and that is how important the vote is and how they're able to silence her and this important voice of dissent by controlling the voting system.
Yeah, 12% of the country is black, and that is a key swing vote.
That's right. That's right. Because, well, while they're only 12%, you know, 90% of them vote typically for a Democratic candidate. So it very much affects the Democrat races. So if they're able to manipulate it like they do in her case in the primary, they can actually control which Democratic candidates get into office as well. So I continued to follow her, and I wanted to tell the story of what happened back in the 2000 election, and then what, as I was following her, it then happened again in Ohio. And for most people that don't know these stories, but may have heard of them before, back in 2000 in Florida, how the state of Florida was won by the Bush administration was that they essentially removed about 90,000 voters from the voter rolls in Florida. That state was, again, won by 537 votes. And so if you consider that you're going to remove 90,000 names from the list and probably prevent thousands, at least a couple thousand of those people from voting on Election Day, you probably have the differential for how Bush won that state. So, again, you know, by controlling and targeting black voters in key swing states where the political strategists have determined that the races, particularly presidential races, are going to come down to, because remember, because of the Electoral College, the political strategists can calculate down to almost the precinct where the presidential election.
And that's why what Blackwell did in Ohio is so key, and now it's come out in court and been admitted, and people have been arrested for organized election fraud, blocking voters, predominantly blacks.
That's absolutely right, and that's why you saw Ken Blackwell overwhelmingly get defeated in Ohio. Because
and there's no debating it, folks. They stole the election in Ohio. Now, I don't like Skull and Bones Kerry. And, of course, he was a ringer, too, because you can't just stage it at the state or electoral level. You've also got to have the candidate, once he's been robbed, take a dive. So it's two components there. But clearly, Al Gore won in 2000. John Kerry won in 2004. George Bush is literally installed like a dictator and then trying to physically be one.
That's right. And it's all done by trampling on the voting rights of African Americans in the United States.
So absolutely amazing.
That is the story that I wanted to tell going into, you know, the 2006 election.
And then you discovered all these dirty tricks and everything else. Let's get into that key area. I mean, we all remember she was saying racist things, her bodyguards, the police, all a psyop. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so as we released the film at the Sundance Film Festival in 2006.
And let's be clear, you've been following her around everywhere. I mean, I saw her, I was there to interview her at the Project Censored Awards, and I was getting second place. And there was Cynthia McKinney, the keynote speaker. I'd already interviewed her before, but, I mean, you were there. I mean, you're constantly covering her. Go ahead.
That's right. Yeah, I followed her around the country for about 2.5 years as she was in office, then out of office on the anti-war circuit and 9/11 truth movement circuit. And then as she came back in office and won in 2004. And then so as we made the film and released it then in early 2006, we were gaining a lot of momentum. The film placed at the Sundance Film Festival with a jury prize. There were a number of networks and theatrical distributors interested in taking the film out and really exposing this issue to a larger scale. And we continued to gain momentum then at additional film festivals throughout the beginning of 2006. But then one day, I got this call in March where somebody from Cynthia McKinney's office called me and said, Ian, you know, something's happened to Cynthia. You know, they're saying that she's hit this police officer. And at that moment, Alex, I knew. I said, you know, here they come. I knew they were going to come after her again, but I didn't know. I didn't think it would be that early. I thought it would be closer to
And now it's admitted. First they said they had cameras, and they admitted that wasn't true. And then it turned out they did. They didn't want to show them. All she did was pull her hand back. That's how that's so sick. And that's the executive branch in control of those cops doing this. This is the executive, literally. They have the drills, the gun takeover drills, ordering Congress around. This is so dangerous. But go ahead.
No, that's right. I mean, you know, so what they claim is that, you know, she hit this police officer as he was attempting to check her ID, walking her way into Congress. And, you know, what she had told me is like, look, this happens to me once a month at least, that they harass her. And so I went to Capitol Hill because once that event happened, it really affected our ability to put this film out. The major broadcasters pulled back their offers. The theatrical distributors also pulled back. And we were left on our own. Really,
yeah, it was a massive demonization campaign.
That's right. And so she was plastered once again all over the news media as being this racist, anti-Semitic, crazy black woman, you know, who doesn't know what she's talking about.
And I've been around her and interviewed her many times. She's extremely intelligent.
Yeah, no, she is. She's a very well-studied, hardworking individual. And so I went to Capitol Hill, though, to try to find out what the real story is. And I got actually four black police officers who were willing to talk to me. And that is actually on the DVD, so people can actually see that as a DVD extra if they get it.
Yeah, it's incredible.
And what they paint is a much different picture. What they tell is a story where there's a standing class action lawsuit between the Black Police Officers Association and the rest of the general police officer organization on Capitol Hill, where they claim that they've been harassed and racially harassed for a number of years and that unequally treated. And Cynthia McKinney was one of the only congresspeople to stand up and sign their petition and actually ask for a few resignations in cases where there would be explicit use of racial
So let's
attacks.
Be clear. She was already fighting with the Capitol Police Union. They hated her.
That's right.
So you've got the retribution right there.
She was sticking up for the black police officers. She had called for the resignation of the general counsel of the police officers force.
And, of course, you never heard that in the media. It was just this crazy, wild-haired, that's what they were saying, black woman and little racial terms about her, what her eyes look like and all this stuff. And ha-ha-ha-ha-ha. And isn't she nuts? And all of it was acceptable, just out of the blue, crazy black woman. But in truth, she was standing up to him.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations has never fulfilled its sole goal for existing, maintaining world peace? Do you know why? Everywhere they've been involved, it becomes worse. You can call for a free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine by calling 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know the rogue nations and terrorist organizations have been purchasing suitcase nuclear bombs on the black market? Will they use them on America? You can receive an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine by calling our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss, another flashing chance at bliss, another kiss, another kiss.
Welcome back. You know, Ron Paul's running for president. The demonization's already heated up. They have stolen elections and shot her down twice, but she came back and fought them each time. Pray she'll do it again. We've got Cynthia McKinney on with us and the director, Ian Obama, of American Blackout, an unbelievable film, winner of the jury prize of the 2006 Sundance Film Festival. The establishment was scared this was going to hit theaters, and they used the police union that she'd already exposed as involved in a lot of problems to come after her, harass her. All she did was pull her hand away. They later had to admit that. See, the first few days it was she was wild and crazy and hitting people for no reason. And then they said, we got video of it. And they said, we'll show it. Well, we don't. So Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney joins us. Pop in anytime, Ian, the director. Congresswoman, this is a short segment right now. Can you just in a nutshell explain the succession of dirty tricks?
Well, I guess you could say, the dirty trick started from the day I was sworn in, but if we just go to the year 2006, in January I had an encounter with the Capitol Hill Police, and what they did was they had a special training session where they passed my photograph around to all of the Capitol Hill police officers within the Capitol complex and said, know her face, because Capitol Hill police officers are required to know the faces of all 535 members of Congress. Then in February, when it happened again, they posted my photograph around at the stations.
Now, let's be clear. It happened again, them stopping you, grabbing on you.
There was no physical contact in the first two instances.
Okay.
And that's, you know, but then in the third time it happened, this particular officer was particularly aggressive. In addition to the fact that he totally failed to secure the building, which was his secondary responsibility, aside from recognizing me, and all I'm doing is going to work. And then, of course, there was the physical contact, which was totally uncalled for, for someone who had failed to do their job. But at any rate, the bottom line is that this had been a form of harassment, but it never ever crossed my mind that there was a possibility that there was retribution being sought for some actions that I had done previously. And it was then through the work of Guerrilla News Network and Ian that when he spoke to black Capitol Hill police officers, they exposed the rest of the story. And that rest of the story is on the American Blackout DVD.
Now, for those that don't get the film, everybody should, to have us and show it to everybody, explain what the black officers revealed.
Well, Ian, why don't you talk about your experience in getting with them?
Well, you know, first of all, it took a long time to build the trust of the police officers to get them to speak on camera. But once we did, they revealed a story, whereas because Cynthia had stood up for their interests, they really believed that she had been repeatedly targeted by the white officers, that there was this kind of running joke that, oh, here she comes up the stairs, I'm going to stop her, and that they were specifically harassing her more so than even the other black members, who in general they say are harassed more than the white members.
Well, this is literally like a Praetorian guard who would routinely just become the Caesars themselves. I mean, Bush is already, with his control of the surrounding federal police, I know Congress controls the others, you know, there's a backfire in the garage, so they shut half of D.C. down, and I've seen congressmen, these are white congressmen, on TV doing an interview, and they run up with machine guns and say, get out of here, and start shoving them. Listen, Congress is the boss because they work for the people. Congresswoman, former Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney, comments?
Well, I mean, you know, Alex, you have a knack of saying it exactly the way it needs to be said, and there's nothing more that can be said. But the bottom line is you're absolutely right. These people are employed by the public to protect the members of Congress, to protect the Congress, to protect the public. And unfortunately, after my incident, I heard from tons of people around the country who also had tales to tell of what they considered to be improper treatment at the hands of the Capitol Hill Police.
But Alex, if you also look at the differential between right after McKinney's incident was that incident with Congressman Kennedy, where he was driving, you know, under inebriated, right, and got into an accident.
Did he run into, like, 10 cars or something?
Well, he ran into the barricade that they're protecting the congressional buildings with. He was whisked away while McKinney was pressed charges and sent to a grand jury.
Yeah, but it was also in the press, wasn't it? He also careened into cars, and he was just, like, totally.
Congresswoman.
Stay there, Cynthia McKinney. We've got a break. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Final segment with both our guests.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Thus says Yahweh, if you will not keep my commandments by violating my covenant, I will bring upon you sudden terror. Just as prophesied, the judgments upon America have begun. Yes, the terror attacks of 9/11 open Revelation's first seal. In the name of peace and safety, the Rider King has mounted his white horse, waging wars and rumors of war, conquering the Middle East for treasures of oil. Get to Witness Ministries next shocking revelation. The Rider of the White Horse, George W. Bush in prophecy. Visit the website, towitnessministries.com. King George II beats the war drums for his next invasion, Iran and Syria. More nations are to follow, including the draft of your children. With a $25 love offering to Two Witness Ministries, get the book, The Rider of the White Horse, at Box 2453, Abilene, Texas, 79604. Unless she repents, America will not survive the Red Horse of World War III.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. The basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again,
1-877-928-8822.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up.
Welcome back.
Stand up for your rights.
A sure thing is what Variety called it. The New York Times called it a provocative look at the 2004 election. A muckraking indictment of the systematic disenfranchisement of African American voters. But it's the extras. The film's great. It's the extras about then chapter two. It's like a whole other film on what happened to Cynthia McKinney. Congresswoman, you were trying to finish up a statement about the congressman driving around smashing into barricades and cars and driving around half passed out. And they covered all that up. And then with you, if I've got the story correct, because they first claimed they had video of it and they admitted they didn't, was that they grabbed on you and you just pulled your hand back. And that was called, you know, a Tyrannosaurus attack that you'd launched. Tell us what really happened there.
Well, of course, I think it's really clear that what happened was the political hounds got involved in something that, unfortunately, was a normal occurrence for me now. It wasn't quite so normal that I would have my physical person attacked in such a way by a Capitol Hill police officer, but that this routine kind of, you know, subtle, you know, we're going to pick on her kind of thing. That's normal.
But let's make it clear now. We've got members of Capitol Hill Police that are able to cause controversies to get people kicked out of Congress. Maybe we should just have them all move into the seats and be our kings. We can give them little crowns to wear.
Well, I mean, you know, I think what happened in my case with the involvement of the Fraternal Order of Police was totally unprecedented. But they got involved. It's their right to do that. And it's also my right to continue to speak out, and that's what I intend to do. And that's why I was at the Pentagon on, oh, gosh, it was the coldest day of my life out there with the wind blowing. But it was and it was my birthday, but it was necessary.
Well, they really tried to demonize you all over the country for simply talking about the traitorous treason that's been engaged in by this government. Who could deny how treacherous and traitorous this administration is?
I don't think anyone could, but one of the things that I think it's important to note, and that is, it's important that you and I have this discussion and that I have the opportunity to present myself to your audience, because the last thing that the powers that be want is for the people of all backgrounds, all ethnicities, races, religions to come together. And that's what we represent. Things have gotten so bad, we don't have anyone who will speak to the people's interest, and so now all of us are throwing off all of those superficial divisions that they typically use to divide us. Now that we're throwing those off and we're all coming together.
Well, all the polls, Congresswoman, you're right, all the polls show that, because, I mean, both parties have like a 14% approval rating. Both parties have been exposed as working for the big central banks and private interest. I mean, it's all starting to come out, and the left-right paradigm is shattered. Do you think the establishment is worried?
Well, they ought to be. They absolutely ought to be, because it is clear now when the American people go to the polls and vote with one expectation, that there will be a sea change in public policy, and they don't get that sea change in public policy, why is the Democratic majority not repealing the Military Tribunals Act, the Secret Evidence Act, the Patriot Act? Why are these things not being repealed? Why is it that they are not protecting Posse Comitatus so that we don't get that militarized state that we are slowly creeping in?
Well, Bush said he wanted a dictatorship, and it looks like the Democrats want to damage Bush, but basically take the new powers that he's unjustly secreted into the executive branch. Anytime Ian wants to pop in, he's welcome to the director of American Blackout that we offer at Infowars.com. But, Congresswoman, part two, it looked like they weren't going to be able to shoot you down, because it came out that indeed that you'd been grabbed on and you didn't hit anybody, and that it was all lies. But the Capitol Police put out the story. They had a video when they knew they didn't. They were just lying, but knowing people would hear that. Then they didn't stop there. Then they started claiming that you'd been heard saying all these things, and they were taking stuff out of context and secretly recording and all this stuff. I mean, break down the black op that you went through.
Well, you know, now the secret recordings, you know, I don't know. All I know is that I have been apologized to so many times by the leadership of the Capitol Hill Police Department that at one point or another, we have to begin to question the leadership, because they apparently can't even get the hiring process right, that they can hire people who respect due process, who respect the members of Congress, and who respect the public.
What I'm saying is part two, though, they weren't done attacking you. Then they tried to claim some big controversy out of nothing about something you'd supposedly said.
Oh, I don't know. You got to refresh my memory. I don't remember that. I've been through so much, Alex.
You remember all the stuff with the police bodyguards and all that later?
Oh, that was, well, that, you know, I don't really know the whole story behind that, because that was something that took place with people who are very close to me. But apparently the FOP had their, what do you call those people, the instigators. They had their instigators at my campaign headquarters.
Yeah, provocateurs.
The provocateurs, that's right. They were there. And I know that because I have many former police officers who were there, former Atlanta police officers. And they told me that, you know, they pointed out that, and among the media were these FOP provocateurs.
Oh, believe
yeah,
me.
Alex, it was also interesting that then the FOP, you know, gave money to her opponent, you know, to fund his campaign against McCain.
But be
well.
Clear about what the FOP means and some of the details of what happened.
Well, that's the Fraternal Order of Police who, you know, essentially it was responsible for bringing the charges and sending her to the grand jury. So, and another interesting fact about this case was, you know, so once we discovered what these other black police officers, the alternative story, the real story of how this all came about, we tried to release this to the mainstream media. This was just in the lead up to her primary, and actually also then in between her primary and her runoff election, which they forced her into in 2006. And as
well,
we were
actually. Go ahead, Ian, but then I want to say that they didn't, we're in court over that election, and there are a whole lot of anomalies there, but go ahead.
Right, so we tried to release this to allow the mainstream press to actually cover this alternative version of the story, since the mainstream media had put her face about this crazy black woman, you know, slapping this police officer all over the country. And we couldn't get a single mainstream media outlet, even though we had documented this on video, we supplied them with it, even the AP reporter from down in the race. The AP reporter said, you know, as long as I can validate your sources, then I will cover this story. So I jumped through a number of hoops, got these black officers to call in from an undisclosed location where they were morphing their voices and with an untraced number so that they could talk to this reporter. We talked to her for 45 minutes on the phone. They validated who they were and what they knew and how this all came about, and she said she was going to go write the story. She then but never wrote the story. We followed up with her. She claimed that her editor would not allow her to because it would actually affect, they felt it would affect her race and that it would actually benefit McKinney.
So exactly. It's okay to do something if it hurts her, but
right.
I've had Reuters and AP reporters tell me all the time, look, we know we're controlled. We have people above us. You know, with Reuters, it goes to London. With AP, it goes to New York or other places.
That's
it's
right.
Staged. Congresswoman, they've shot you down a couple times, but you've always bounced right back up. Are you going to run again for Congress?
Well, we're assessing that right now, and the situation is in court. We are about to put a huge number of documents up on our website, www.allthingscynthiamckinney.com, and we invite people to stay tuned because we not only had the voting machine cards on sale for my district, on sale at eBay, we've got legal affidavits from voters all over metropolitan Atlanta who are not in the 4th District, but who had the 4th District show up on their computer screens. And so they voted in the 4th District. So we don't know who voted, and we don't know whether or not
It's all designed to do that, and that's why these people are so arrogant. But I see, again, the establishment, even though they can steal a lot of elections, they're not as arrogant as they once were because the jig is up. The people are aware of the trick. They know what's going on. All things CynthiaMckinney.com. We'll get links to that up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Congresswoman, I know you've got to leave here in just a minute or two. Any closing comments or key points folks should know?
Well, I think what Ian has said about taking the truth to the media and then them refusing to print the truth is a very, very important aspect of why you are so important. We have got to rely on the truth tellers now who are the true revolutionaries and the true patriots because the corporate control media refuse to tell us the truth and we have to have the truth. So I just want to thank you for doing what you do every day. And I know it's not easy, but thank you for being there so we have the opportunity to tell the people the truth.
Congresswoman, thank you so much. For our listeners in Georgia, I hope in a year you gear back up to run. Or when would that election be coming up?
Well, 2008, of course. Well, I've got lots of announcements that I've got lurking in the back of my mind.
Well, what I love is I've never seen anybody stand up to them about the child kidnapping rings, the deadly vaccines, the trillions missing from the Pentagon, and you kept bringing that up every year, and Rumsfeld didn't look like the Emperor or the Lord of the Sith anymore. He looked totally deflated. You got a lot of courage to stand up against those guys because you know they're wicked. Just in closing, why don't you tell folks about what it's like to be in the room with them as you bring up the trillions that have been stolen?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's pure evil. But, I mean, I was bipartisan because we did the same thing with Madeleine Albright. We did the same thing with Colin Powell. And so, I mean, you know, I just relished the opportunity to do the same thing with Condoleezza Rice. Well, I may not have that opportunity now, but we will continue to do what we do for the people, for the truth. And I just ask the listeners to stay tuned to 2008.
Congresswoman, we hope to have you back up in the near future as you fight again. And we certainly hope you'll run. And we certainly hope that you and Ron Paul both stay in Congress. And we certainly hope he wins for president. Take care. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
All right, there she goes. Thanks for getting her on, Ian. Ian, in closing, American Blackout, we carry it at InfoWars.com, and we carry another Guerrilla News Network film, Aftermath, Unanswered Questions from 9/11. Excellent, very well done. Ain't It Cool News from right here in Austin, Texas. Everything you wish the news was. Aftermath serves as a primer to understanding 9/11 with both a compassion and a critical eye. We carry both of these films put out by the Guerrilla News Network and distributed by Disinformation that also puts out Terror Storm. I hope everybody will go to InfoWars.com and order American Blackout and Aftermath, Unanswered Questions of 9/11. Any more comments or points you want to make about American Blackout?
Yeah, if people, once you get the DVD, you can go to AmericanBlackout.com and you can sign up and host a house party so that you can share it with other people in your area. These house parties are happening all across the country, even still today. So you can just check to see if there's one already happening also in your area.
Yeah, don't let them suppress this. This is very well done. This should be on, you know, HBO everywhere. Get this out one house at a time, one person at a time, one group of friends at a time. American Blackout, it covers so much, not just the film, but the extras themselves. How many minutes of extras?
You know, there's almost another full 90 minutes of extras. It covers everything from the Carlisle Group to AIPAC, you know, all the stuff that, all the different forces that kind of came after McKinney, we do cover in the extras.
Yeah, we've got it as low as like $12, folks, when you get it with other films, or $18 by itself. 86 minutes of the film and then almost another 90 minutes of extras that is, I think, not as produced as well, obviously, because you spent years making the film, but just incredible to see all the extra stuff you've got. So I would say two films in one. I think your extras are award-winning. Thank you for coming on with us.
Thanks so much, Alex.
God bless you. Well, there goes the director of the award-winning. I mean, it won the Sundance Film Festival. It won everything. I mean, it's just unbelievable. And you need to get American Blackout. And I'm just honored to be put out by the same distributor with Terror Storm. Get Terror Storm. Get American Freedom to Fascism. Get American Blackout. Get them. Get with my videos, you're authorized to make copies. Put them on Access TV. Show them at house parties. We're not going to keep this country. Folks, they're moving to get rid of the elections, to have martial law for total control. They're not playing games. They're building FEMA camps everywhere. That's why I start yelling and screaming and freaking out on air, because this is life and death. This is hardcore serious. This isn't a game. It isn't a drill. It isn't a joke. We've all got to come together against the New World Order. You know, that's why I hate having to get up here and attack illegal aliens. I'm not against illegal aliens that want to come up here and have jobs and live. I don't blame them. They live in a third world police state. And we're becoming a third world police state. But the New World Order is for it. The New World Order, it's their number one agenda to break down the borders and have a North American Union and drive all our wages down to peon slave level. Surf level. Every time I say peon, I get an email going, how dare you say that term? It's Spanish for surf, peon. It means surf, okay? They've been using it for over 1,000 years in Spain. It just means surf, slave. It's Spanish for plantation slave. And I don't want to be a peon, and I don't want my children to be a peon. And the New World Order is using these poor people as a weapon. And they're filling them full of nationalistic pride. I mean, it's on record. In-flight magazines on major Mexican airlines say, you know, we've captured the Southwest. Major professors are saying from Texas to California is gone. Gone because the people have been brainwashed and told that it gives them some power to make this Mexico. Mexico is owned by Chase Manhattan and Citibank. Mexico is a vassal state of the New World Order. I mean, it's just, you're not winning anything. Join us in the fight against the New World Order. You know, I mean, it's that tribalism is so strong, and it just tears my guts up because I have to fight this racism and this weapon. And I'm, so many of my friends are Hispanic, and they're not for this. 70%, I say 68, but some are 75, some are 65. You know, it depends on which poll you see, but it's right around 70% of Hispanics want the borders controlled. What nationals are pro-America? But the media tries to act like if you're Hispanic, you've got to be for open borders and La Reconquista. Why is the corporate media promoting that? Meanwhile, demonizing Cynthia McKinney. Meanwhile, not covering Rosie O'Donnell exposing 9/11. Meanwhile, demonizing Charlie Sheen. You know, they're not leftists. They're not. They don't care. You know, it's corporate media. And, I mean, if you want your children to be slaves just like they are in Mexico for the La Reconquista crowd, then all I can say to you is, I mean, if it's just about having Mexican flags on your cars and feeling good and saying you took something over, no, you took nothing over. You were used to destroy America. And you're only one part of that. I mean, the corporate globalists are doing everything they can, telling the police not to arrest you, telling them you're above the law, telling them not to give you tickets, telling them not to give you DWIs, telling them to give you bank accounts without IDs. The point is, they're doing that because they want to have the incentives to bring the billions of people here. Another 30 million illegal aliens, we're gone, folks. The economy is almost bankrupt right now. It's blowing out social services. It's designed to bankrupt the states for federalization, for internationalization. It's a program. It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
right, final segment. I'm sorry to all the callers I didn't get to. I'm looking to Janet and Andrew right now. That's all we've got time for. Maybe I'll have open phones tomorrow or Friday. I've got to look at the guest schedule. I know we've got some big guests lined up. But, man, there is so much here to go over and so little time. I do hope you'll get American Blackout from InfoWars.com or call toll-free to get it, 888-253-3139. You can get big discounts on it when you get it with some of the other Guerrilla News Network films and materials that we carry, 888-253-3139. Or InfoWars.com, as I mentioned. And don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day, incredible activist tool. Download all 15 of my films in super high-quality bandwidth. Burn them to disk. Incredible activist tool. Use it. I mean, folks, we're in a life-and-death fight. I don't know how much. Look at what they're trying to start World War III. They admit they're building FEMA camps. They're brainwashing everybody. I mean, it's just out of control. It's just out of control. Every night I go to bed and I go, wonder how soon they're going to kill me. You know, I mean, I'm really on the front lines of this, folks. I'm doing this to try to defend people. I'm doing this because somebody's got to fight these people. But there's so many of us, they can't get us all. That's the reason we're alive, and because of God's grace. Janet in Pennsylvania, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
About 20 years ago, I used to work at a hospital, and just the other day, I had to go get some lab work, and I thought it was really strange. They wanted to see my driver's license to have lab work done.
Yeah, that's because if they find drugs, they go ahead and rat you out to the cops.
Okay, they took a photo ID of it and put it with my insurance, and then they sent me over to the lab. But before they did that, they had to put code numbers down to bill my insurance company.
Yeah, ma'am, anyone 34 or younger who was born in a hospital was put in an illegal federal database. I've had congressmen on who discovered this 6-7 years ago. I knew about it, of course, 15 years ago before I got on air. And they take your blood. Now, they do test it for diseases, but that's part of the lie. One ampule goes to the health department. They can do it at the hospital. They don't. It's a blotter test. The other goes to a state and federal database. They have all of our DNA. It's all illegal, but they're total criminals, okay? I'm telling you, it's a military-industrial complex, military-run system owned by private banks.
Okay, now I have this other one that really was something else, too. Just recently, I know somebody that had a baby, and they paid her $20 for the baby to have her first set of shots and gave her a gift package. I never heard of such a thing.
Well, that's because a large portion of parents are refusing to take the shots now, but they care so much, a gift packet. Let us inject the baby. Anyone who trusts these psychopaths is nuts. I appreciate your call. And again, the nurses and doctors aren't bad. They believe it. They're just totally oblivious. They just trust everything. Let's go ahead and talk to Andrew in Mass. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I'm calling about order 46484. I placed it January 31st, 2007. I've placed numerous orders with your InfoWars store, and normally it takes 6 weeks or longer to get here, and that's not the real problem.
Well, let me just do this, sir. I can't. Most people get their order in about a week. You've had bad luck. Let me just get you off air. It's a great way to finish the show. I could quit selling videos and just shut down if that's what you prefer. I mean, I don't have the money to have more people. People should just send me donations, and because I don't have enough money to have enough people to do it all right and, you know, stuff to go on. So I'll put you on hold, and we'll find out what your order is. You said you've ordered before and gotten your stuff. That's good. We'll find out what's going on. That's why we shifted over to UPS. You might have been a mail order, and we still have problems with the Postal Service, but not with UPS. Sometimes we have stuff back-ordered, too. And we normally will tell you that with your order. So, Will, great way to end the show, but it was a great show today. We'll put him on hold, and I'll give you my backline office number, and somebody will answer that and take care of it. And get the films, folks. Get them out. Make copies of them. God bless you all.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Hello.